The president's made it very clear he is eyeing other countries. Cuba seems to be at the top of that list. I asked Secretary Rubio if Cuba is the administration's next target. He said the Cuban government is a huge problem and went on to detail all of the reasons why. In my phone conversation today, President Trump said he actually anticipates Cuba will fall on its own. What do you make of that? What are the broader implications of the United States eyeing Cuba in this way?
Well, I think if you go into Cuba, it's more directly against Russia and China. They have a big radio electronic listening station in Cuba. There's been 65 years of Russian support there. They did move missile launchers in there in the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. And according to some reports, there were nuclear warheads there. And to some reports, they were left there for decades. I think they've probably been withdrawn at this point. But I think that's more directly provocative against Russia and China if you go into Cuba. On the other hand, the geopolitical consequences would be, at least in the near term, more beneficial for us, because Cuba has definitely been a problem for the United States, that government. And we have such great ties with the Cuban people. There's so many people in Miami who would love to go back into Cuba and reclaim their homes or bring investment in and help the Cuban people. They've got lots of great doctors, but they've got lots of poverty in Cuba right now. And I think if we could work together, it would be wonderful.